Card, episode 128. Rob, we're back.
Back.
You were quick on the music trigger finger there, too. I was like, let's go. 3, 2, 1. But you're like immediate. It's like the phone that doesn't ring. Yeah. Somebody's just immediately there. It's like, oh, I didn't even hear it ring.
Well, so. I don't have time to lounge today. We gotta be efficient.
Yeah, we got things to do. We're busy.
Busy people.
All right, episode 128. Thought we haven't done one of these in a while, so I thought, and I keep getting bombarded with this. So shout out to media people. Do a good old fashioned brand review, right? Let's do. You know, we did one on like the Nike Puma thing. You know, we've done other sort of brands talking about other things that we've seen. We've all seen, right? Mm-hmm. Thought it'd be cool to do another quick little brand review versus blathering on about ourselves. And I keep seeing these Airbnb commercials.
Yes.
Pretty cool look.
Bed and breakfast.
Yes. I'm wondering if people know what B&B stands for, you know?
I have to imagine they do.
I know. I you know, but I'm sure my kids don't, but that's not the target audience, right?
Right.
But I keep seeing these cool, fun, little animated kind of isometric perspective. It's almost like architectural sort of it's almost like
game. Like little models.
Yeah. It's like a little game almost though too. These little pop up. Mm-hmm. It's really, really cool style. Touting the benefits of why would you stay at an Airbnb versus, you know, a hotel and whatnot, right? So you're familiar with these ads, yes?
Yeah, and I just did a quick little, when we were talking about the idea, I just kind of ran through them again real quick.
Yeah.
It's, I'm just going to start talking.
Do it.
I think back, like travel, right?
Yeah.
I think back to different ways and different campaigns where people have talked about travel and specifically lodging, right? So you've got, you know, I loved, and I'm going to sound like an idiot, I think it was hotels.com that did the campaign, but okay. It was, and we think about finding like little nuggets and truths, right? Commonalities for successful advertising.
Sure.
And it was, the whole spots were predicated around the moment that you put the key card in the hotel room and opened the door.
Okay,
and it was the moment you saw the room.
Yeah.
And it was such a great idea because everyone can relate to that. You get excited, sure. You're nervous, yeah. Anticipation, like, oh, God, I hope I have a good room. I hope I have a good room.
Yeah.
You know, is it going to, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's a Holiday Inn.
Sure.
Or if it's a Four Seasons.
Yeah, correct.
That feeling is, you know, maybe at the lower motel eight level, it's, ooh, is it going to smell like old smoke?
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
are there going to be cigarette burns in the rug?
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Or at the Four Seasons, you know, is it going to be as awesome as the pictures?
Sure.
So I always thought that was a great way to talk about lodging during travel. That was just a great little insight.
Yeah.
And that was a really cool campaign.
Sure.
I don't remember how many years ago it was, but it wasn't.
It's been quite a while.
It's been a while, but I mean, I don't feel like it wasn't 20 years ago.
Yeah. Understood.
And this one to me is equally as smart just in the strategy because it doesn't focus on what does the room look like?
Correct.
What does the house look like? What does the, because they can, as we all have come to learn, right, with Airbnb, you can get all different kinds of houses.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can get the low end, I'm just renting a room in somebody's place, or you can get, I'm renting the mansion in, you know.
Absolutely.
In Palm Springs or whatever. So.
And it's similar in regards to like a booking or booking.yeah or what you're talking about in that it's business and, you know, pleasure, right? I mean, it's they're just providing the service to get you somewhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's, hey, I need to be in Cincinnati for a week. Would I rather stay here? You know, or, oh my God, I'm going to Portugal.
Yeah.
You know, I want to stay in Portugal for, you know, that type of thing.
And I think for, you know, when Airbnb, couldn't tell you how long they've been around. It's been a minute now. But obviously when they first came out, it was such a new just business concept.
Yeah.
VRBO and Airbnb, it was like, so they had to spend many, many years explaining what it was, how it works, it's safe.
Yeah, I'm in someone else's house.
Yeah,
am I going to see them?
Right.
You know,
right.
So that kind of stuff.
Which proved to be obviously a very successful business model. But they did all that heavy lifting up front to build, I think, that trust and obviously gain more people into the mix from a business perspective. Wow, this can become a incremental revenue for me.
Totally.
Et cetera, et cetera. And so now they've made a big shift away from that, which I think is great, which is the focus not on what does it look like, and da, 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 but the broader benefits of travel and why people travel and the things people love about travel, but also the things that drive people crazy about travel.
Totally
so it's
agree.
Just these sort of simple little truths and commonalities that I think resonate. And I was looking at the one just now for the Paris one. And it's talking about, hey, when you go to Paris, you know, why would you want to stay on Hotel Row?
Yeah.
You're there to go for the authentic Parisian experience.
Absolutely.
Stay like a local. You want to, you're already trying to research the local great restaurants and the local great things to do. Stay like a local.
Yeah.
Which is a great...
Yeah, get the Parisian experience.
Yeah, yeah, which is a great strategy. And again, it's so well done just in the way the animation's done, the way the models are built. Everything is really, really well done. And then shout out to the Notorious B.I.G.
Really?
Is the music drop at the end of that.
I didn't know that.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah, wow. I mean, it just fits perfectly. It's nice. It's upbeat. It's,
okay.
I used to read Word Up magazine. I mean, it's so, you know, it's one of those things where I think when they were, when they were concepting it, you know, one of the writers was like, hey, what if we drop in? And everybody was like, what?
Yeah.
And they put it together and then we're like,
oh,
wow.
Yeah. It fits like a glove.
It totally fits. That's and it also, I think it helps with the idea and the strategy that Airbnb can be anything for anybody.
Yes. Yes.
Right. All different musical styles and house styles and experiences and all of those things.
Yeah. Well, so that one is, you know, live like a local, be like a local, you know, have the true local experience, right? I love the one that is kind of that parent-focused one, right? Where it's, hey, when you go traveling with your kids, right, it's very simple. It's a very simple direct benefit. When you travel with your kids, their bedtime is your bedtime.
Right.
Yeah? And it's like, oh, why would you stay in a hotel when it's like, oh, it's time for little Timmy to go to bed at 8 o'clock. And it's the animation's great because it's up. All of a sudden, everybody's in their pajamas. Like they get in the hotel room and then all of a sudden it's bedtime and blunk, everyone's in pajamas. And it's ridiculous looking that the grown-ups, these little animated avatars are in their pajamas, right? But it's, hey, when you, you know, travel with your kids' bedtime or your bedtime, why not stay in an Airbnb where you can put them in their room?
Right.
And then, hey, the grown-ups can still stay up and drink wine and watch TV and listen to music. Like, you can do whatever.
Yeah.
And your takeaway from that is, huh.
Oh, yeah.
That makes total sense. Like, that is exactly a strategic decision. You know, keep your, you know, and as a new parents or, you know, just parents, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, don't break the bedtime because that has catastrophic events. I mean, it's hard enough with kids sometimes traveling and different things, right? So it's this one common sense benefit that just drives home like, oh man, brilliant.
Yeah.
Great truth in advertising.
And it's not a small benefit. It's a,
no,
it's a, it can be a game changer.
Yeah.
It's a vacation game changer for some people. It really can be.
Yeah. It's like, you don't all sleep in the same room at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Why in the world would you do that on vacation?
Yeah. Why would you do that for a week down somewhere else? Like that's, and you're like, oh yeah, that makes a total sense. You know? So I do love that one. There's a third one too, I believe, about like everybody going like girls trip out weekend. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay. You want to talk about that
one? Yeah. It's the idea that, hey, we're all traveling to go see Taylor Swift, you know, in Nashville or wherever.
Sure.
I'm just making that up. Yeah. That's not really what it is, but we're all going to see a concert, girls trip. Woo. And it's, hey, the concert's over. We don't want to all go back to bed.
Yeah,
Maybe Julie wants to go to bed early, or maybe Julie partook a little too much or something. And you know, whatever the case may be, we're all together, right?
Yeah.
We don't have different hotel rooms.
Yeah. Stay together.
Well, let's all stay together and hang out and after party, and we're going to, you know.
Yeah, why would you go to four different hotel rooms that you're where you're not together on your girls' weekend?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you stay? You know?
And this, the implied, obviously, well, there's a lot of implied benefits. One of those, the takeaway is, oh, it's probably going to cost you less if you think about it and the math on it. So again, they're just talking about how to...
It's truth in human behavior.
Yeah, and how to elevate your travel experience based on the lodging alone, which is not a new concept. Lodging is important in travel and always has been.
Yeah.
It's just this great, almost kind of like, duh moment. Like, why didn't I think of it? Of course.
Totally. Totally.
And they're really great, strong benefits and executed in a really great way. I mean, I love that you're talking about places to stay without showing places to stay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
well,
know?
Animated wise, you get just enough of the hint of what's happening without
and you get
it.
A lot of character. And a lot of, And again, it's been around long enough to know that we can rent all different types of things.
Yeah. Now juxtapose that, I'm putting us both on the spot because I don't even know the answer to this, but juxtapose that with their main competitor, you know, VRBO or Vrbo, as it's suddenly been called, right? Vrbo. You know, Vrbo is not animated. So we have a visual distinction between the ads, which I think is cool, right? And it's a little bit of your travel and your luxury and look at how great these places are.
Right.
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 I don't really recall or know a lot about the Vrbo ads though, to be honest. I mean, I don't know.
I'm going
to
sound like an idiot and I feel like I
should
know
That's the second
better.
Time on one podcast.
I know.
Come on now.
Well, it's not hard for me to do, but maybe it's Vrbo where they talk about staying in a place all to yourself.
Mm.
And like,
yeah, no, I think you're right.
The renting, right. Like, why would yeah, you just rent a why yeah, would you just time. Rent a room when and yeah. it's got the guy in the Speedo and the pool?
I yeah, think there's an ad. Yeah, there's a woman there who has a dog. I think there might even be someone that's pregnant or something yeah, before they have the baby.
It's kind of one
yeah.
of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. Self care,
clearly not as memorable in our opinions.
Yeah, no, agreed. Here's an oddball for you: worst travel or hotel experience. Do you have one? Off the top of your head? Because it's funny, because you mentioned, I can go first while you're baking on the idea, but you mentioned like, it doesn't matter, the hotel key, it doesn't matter if you're at the Holiday Inn or if you're at, you know, the Four Seasons or whatever, right. that moment of, like enlightenment yeah. or whatever. You have yeah. any really bad hotel stories?
I've got fun? A good one, and it's got a surprise twist at the end.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, well now all you right. need to go, but it's going to dwarf my story, I think.
All right, so we were... Speaking of traveling with small children,
oh no,
we were headed down with another family. This was years and years and years ago. We were headed down with another family to Disney World.
Okay.
And
it's the happiest place on earth.
Right. That's right. and I'm like, you know, and we did the whole thing. We surprised the kids, took them out of school. Like, okay. Yeah. Guess what? We're not going home.
Yeah.
We're going to Disney World. Okay. Yeah, I did the whole, everything. Yeah. We did the whole thing. It was great. We drove down there the 7-8 hours to Orlando or wherever it is.
Yeah.
And cranky kids, cranky moms.
Been there.
And so we were staying at the Wilderness Lodge, which is one of the Disney properties.
Is that Animal Kingdom? Is that what that
is?
Yeah.
I know it's called the Wilderness Lodge because I'll never forget.
Yeah.
And so we pull up to the Wilderness Lodge and oh my God, everybody's so excited to be out of the car. And here we are and there's log cabins and logs and giraffes and things everywhere.
Okay.
So we walk in. And we go to check in, and they said, so about that, we have overbooked.
Oh, no. And we don't, at Disney?
At Disney.
Dude, that never happened. And, like the greatest customer service ever.
We don't have a room for you.
Okay.
Well, you can imagine how that went over.
Yeah, not well.
Not well.
Yeah.
And we had.
Now, there are how many people? There's like 8 people or something?
It was 2 families.
Okay. And you were supposed to stay in like a suite or something? Like everybody's jammed. Like,
yeah, we have multiple. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. No. I think we had two side by side rooms.
Okay. Got it.
We didn't want to stay together.
Yeah. Yeah. One family on one side.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. It was something conjoining or something.
Well, we got a lot of people and we got nowhere to stay.
Yeah. And
there's no room at the end, Rob.
We don't have any room at the end. So we're looking around for other lodging options for you.
God.
Well, this did not go over well.
No.
The moms especially did not like this scenario.
Yeah, okay, got it.
And so they flipped a lid, as they should.
Sure.
And the next thing you know, they were like, the manager comes out and...
Yeah.
I'm making this story way too long, but and the manager comes out.
Can I interest you in some Stitch juice, everyone?
And it's like, good news.
Yeah.
The presidential suite just became available.
Okay. Shocking.
We are going to.
Okay. We're going up there.
We're bringing back the magic.
Okay.
The magic is not lost. And we're going to move you to the presidential suite.
Okay. Sweet.
And he's like, you are both going to have to stay in there, both families, but there's like 3 or 4 rooms. I mean, it's huge. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. We can do that.
Let's go take a look.
We can do that. Yeah. So everybody's jazzed.
Yeah.
We're going to the got to have a special key to get up to the floor and everything.
Okay.
This is great.
Yeah.
Follow the guy. All of our luggage. I mean, we have all the luggage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go up, get to the top floor, crack open the door to the presidential suite, thinking about that moment of, crack open it. There are a team of painters in the presidential suite actively painting the place.
Oh my God.
And I mean, just fumes of wet paint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
all right, everybody.
We have just gone from,
we went from the basement.
We went from the fourth level of hell.
And now we got to go back
to the seventh level of hell.
Yeah. Oh my
and
God.
And I mean, just, oh no. And you know, you can imagine me and the other dad are just like,
audible groan.
No. All we want to do is go down to the bar.
Yeah.
You know, at this point. Yeah, meanwhile, the moms are just raging.
Yeah. I have been driving for 7 hours with children. And
I have to imagine, I don't remember exactly, but I have to imagine at least an hour had passed.
Yeah, yeah.
At this point, since we pulled up to the place.
Yeah, you're in the lobby. They're clickety clacking on computers.
There are a million people there. It's overbooked.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
So anyway, again, long story short, you know, another hour goes by, rage fest.
Okay.
And they finally come back and they're like, "Hey, we are so sorry. We are going to move you over to the Contemporary."
Okay. I do love the Contemporary. It's the oldest hotel.
It's the oldest one, but it's like the most modern design.
Well, it's the one that has the monorail that goes through.
It goes through the middle.
I'm embarrassed.
It's right on the water.
Yeah.
It's right on the lake.
I'm embarrassed that I know this, but it's one stop away from the Magic Kingdom, leaving the Magic Kingdom.
Correct.
It takes the longest to get around.
Yep.
Because it's like the end of the line. But
at the end of the day,
but at the end of the day, when it is full evac mode, boom, you're home.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I love that place.
So they're like, we're gonna move you over there, and we're actually going to put you in one of the towers that it's the resident tower.
Oh, where people? Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
Their own,
like the timeshare owned.
We're gonna put you in the penthouse at the resident tower at.
The Contemporary.
Yeah, Contemporary.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, great. Yeah. That all sounds great.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope it's as nice as the presidential suite that's being painted.
Yeah.
You know, so reluctantly we have to drive.
Now we got to get all of our bags.
Get our bags in. Yeah. And they couldn't have been nicer in terms of loading us up and getting us away from the Wilderness Lodge as fast as humanly possible.
Yeah.
So anyway, again, this story has been way too long, but we show up at the Contemporary. We take the thing up. And I'm not even joking you. It was like a two-floor, maybe it had five bedrooms in it, situation. It was one of the most incredible, like, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
at Disney of all places.
At Disney of all places.
Yeah.
Full glass windows where every night.
Every night they have the fireworks there over the
lake. They have the fireworks over the lake and the dragons. And I mean, we had a balcony. You could walk out and just watch that.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway, it ended up being
incredible.
Amazing.
Is it like New York, Manhattan, like super modern?
Yeah.
Such like just like, where am I right now?
Yeah, like, whoa. Yeah. I mean, huge, ginormous. And we had children everywhere and it ended up being great. But it was like, we left there and it was like, okay, well, we can never go back to Disney again.
Yeah. We'll never have this experience.
We'll never have this. And we never did. That was the end of Disney for
one
us.
And done.
That was it.
One and done.
And that was the second time we had been there, actually.
Okay.
But anyway, that was my hotel story where it went from worst to a good situation.
But it starts off bad, but it ended up well. Yeah. So okay, I don't have a 20-minute Disney story of all things. Yeah. I was thinking about the moment of Zen, the moment of excitement of the hotel key or whatever that. I don't really remember how it ended. I mean, I think it ended fine or whatever. But we were at, it was the Ritz, I believe it, Ritz-Carlton.
Okay.
Down, I think it was Lake Oconee. Isn't there one?
Yeah, Reynolds Plantation.
Yeah, Reynolds Plantation, exactly. And it was, hey, we're doing a weekend down there. It's going to be great. It's awesome. And you're at the Ritz. I mean, it's like five, you know, like good things are happening there, right? And it was, oh, beep, boop, boop, get in the room. Like, oh, this is a perfectly fine room. Like, this is a perfectly nice room. Someone before us clearly had a pack of wolves with them. There is dog hair everywhere, like all over the bed, all over the couches.
But the beds are made.
Like the room is made, yet all of it, but there is hair. There is like fine, like
that is not
hair.
Okay.
Like it was like, oh, wow, this is not good. And we have two dogs. I love dogs.
Yeah, nobody wants dog hair in their hotel room.
But it was, man, I'm not, to your point, I'm not at like the Motel 6, the pet-friendly Motel 6, you know. On I-95, you know what I mean? Like halfway through, which there's a level of expectation of like, hey, if I stay at a pet-friendly hotel,
maybe there's a stray dog hair.
Maybe there's a dog hair or two around, you know what I mean? Or maybe you hear dogs barking. You know, I mean, like, you know, like you kind of know what you're getting into. You know, you go to the Ritz for the weekend, you know, and you're like, wait a minute here. Like, I don't, you know, bring, you know, like, hello, hello. Like, I'm going to need somebody to come over here right now, you know. And it was one of those, like, I need you to see what I see.
Yeah,
because I can't explain this to you
how bad it is
on the phone, and we need to move rooms type. And of course we moved rooms.
They handled it,
and everything was fine. You know, but it was that like
and that's a big one because you're staying at the Ritz. You shelled out to stay at the Ritz, so it's extra disappointing.
Absolutely. Man. So you know, and all's well that ends well. But it was very surprising, if that makes any sense. You know?
Well, one last quick anecdote, and you were there for this. when you and I did a work trip to Charlotte.
I knew you were going to say Charlotte. What was the epicenter?
We went to the hotel.
Oh, God, that was bad.
I was on one side. We had separate rooms, obviously. I was on one side of the hotel, and you were on the other side of the hotel.
Yes.
Well, it just so happened that I go to tuck in for a good night's sleep for an early morning meeting.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, outside my window, and strobe light. I mean, lights, a full EDM experience.
Yeah.
20 feet from my room. And I called down, I may have called you first.
Yeah.
Like, are you hearing? And you're it's great. It's quiet over here. I'm like, I don't know. So I called down to and they're like, oh yeah, sorry. It's
It's Thursday night party
it's
town.
It's Thursday
or
night, you know, EDM night.
Yeah.
Oh, and they do it. You know, they only do it twice a year. It just so happens.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I need to move rooms. Yeah. And they're like, oh no, no. We are at capacity.
Yeah, because everybody's here for the electronic EDM music show. Festival. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I had to. I mean, I probably popped an Ambien and, you know, covered my head in a pillow.
Yeah,
and,
I do remember that.
Oh, man.
But that was this weird, I think it's called Epicenter, and it's like, it's like a complex. It's like Atlantic Station. You know, it's like, oh, there's movie theaters, there's restaurants, there's parks, there's this. And that. And it was like an outdoor electronic music fest. Like, but I remember the strobing lights. Oh. Like, I mean, like laser light show, like crazy. Yeah, that was a pretty bad.
In my window.
Yeah.
And there was nothing, there was no sound machine loud enough to drown out. You could not, you couldn't avoid just thumping bass all night.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if you know this about EDM shows.
Yeah.
They don't end early.
No. They usually start late.
Yeah, and, start
and,
late.
And early.
And end early.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That was pretty bad.
That was brutal. That was pretty bad. We got off topic off of Airbnb. But, anyway. Hotel. I mean, hey, everyone's got full, good, fun hotel stories and whatever. I've discovered that I love being places. I don't love traveling there, but that's probably.
That's a whole other
podcast. That's a whole other podcast. Yeah.
We should do one about that actually.
Sure. Yeah. Being places is fun. Getting there now is more challenging than ever sometimes, you know?
Yes.
CrowdStrike. I mean, just in general, just globally getting places, you know. It's I don't have a level of expectation of getting anything done on a travel day anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like anything could happen on a travel day. So but again, that's a topic for another time. But yeah, Airbnb, I think that it's a great example of finding those truths in advertising, you know, and we're very fond of saying nobody likes to be sold to, but everyone will listen to a story. I think these ads are little vignettes that tell little stories that are eminently relatable to everyone. And the fact that they then, you know, self-select by little vignettes, right, of scenarios, I think really drives home the ultimate benefit of Airbnb and kind of ends your takeaway is like, of course you should do that.
Of course you should do
that. Yeah, it's not a like, oh, maybe I should consider. It's like, oh, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So,
yeah,
so
shout well done. Shout out to Airbnb and shout out to whoever did those. I don't know if they have an agency or if they have an in-house team, but whoever did those, great job.
Absolutely.
Great stuff.
Absolutely. If you're in the market for great stuff, where can the people find us, Mr. Rob?
Don't go to Airbnb.com. Go to MockTheAgency.com, of course, or find us on the socials. We're pretty easy to track down.
Cool.
And hey, have a safe travels out there if you're going somewhere.
Absolutely, everybody.
And we'll see you
see you next time.
Next trip.
Yeah, 129. Thanks.